The GW is a million-acre preserve of mountain streams and trees that provide habitat for bears and deer, rare salamanders, and native trout.
Local fishermen tell me that the Coldwater Streams off Shenandoah Mountain are some of the cleanest in the whole region and some of the best.
That's Lynn Cameron, a retired university librarian. She's one of about a million people who come here each year to hike, watch birds, hunt, and fish. She also depends on the forest for her water, as do many others. Kate Wofford heads a group called the Shenandoah Valley Network.
Over 4.5 million Virginians get their water from sources that originate on the George Washington National Forest. The GW is the headwaters for the Potomac River, and it's also the headwaters of the James River, which flows to Richmond.
Industry experts insist they can protect groundwater, but in states where fracking is already underway, there are stories of streams and rivers being polluted with chemical waste from the fracking process. And the EPA is still investigating how much of a threat it poses to groundwater. At the very least, it can cause big problems with erosion, according to Sarah Francisco, a senior attorney with the Southern Environmental Law Center.
The well pads are generally several acres in size, and so there's clearing of the forest and grading and construction that has to happen to build that. And then there would need to be access roads, pipelines that would have to be constructed. So in other parts of the country where shale gas drilling, there have been serious erosion problems.
And people who live around fracking sites complain of air pollution, noise, and truck traffic. Kim Sandham wanted to see for herself. As executive director of the Community Alliance for Preservation in Rockingham County, she drove 5 hours to Wetzel County in West Virginia, where fracking is widespread.
You can stand on one well pad site and look at the next ridge and see another site, and the next ridge is another site. In addition to the compressor stations, the processing stations, the water pumps that they have, the pipes for the water, and all the trucks that are all over the road, it's not just one little spot on the map at all.
So it was no surprise when the National Forest Service first said it would ban fracking here. And Wofford says that was popular with the public.
53,000 people commented on the draft plan. 95% of those comments were in support of the proposed ban on horizontal drilling.
But then the Forest Service announced it was taking another look at the question and would let the public know its decision in June. Greg Cozera, president of the Virginia Oil and Gas Association, says that was the right thing to do.
The fear that we have of fracking is unfounded.
And he says the growing supply of natural gas in this country has meant good things for consumers.
My 90-year-old mother saved almost $1,000 on her gas bill last year. Now, for some folks, maybe that's not a big deal. But if you're on a fixed income, $1,000 is a lot of money.
He's excited by the idea of a nation that can supply its own energy, and he touts the jobs created by an expanding industry. So does Attorney General Ken Cuccinelli, who received $75,000 in campaign contributions from energy companies. The Republican candidate for governor thinks the National Forest Service should let Virginia decide whether to allow fracking in the forest. The federal government is not likely to hand off that decision, no matter how controversial it proves. And should the Forest Service decide to allow fracking, environmentalists are expected to appeal. I'm Sandy Houseman.